Look at your neighbor and say, the blood still works. The blood still works. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. I thank God that the blood still works. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you and praise you for life, health, and strength on this morning. Lord God, I ask that you invade our territory, oh God. Let your presence be known in this room, oh God. Lord God, I decrease that you may increase, oh God. Lord God, let your people not hear me, but let them hear you, oh God. Lord God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you lift every scale from over the eyes of your people, oh God. Lord God, I ask now in the mighty name of Jesus that you open up their minds, oh God. Remove anything that's not like you, oh God. Lord God, I ask and pray right now, oh God, that you begin to remove the distracting spirit, oh God. Lord God, I ask and pray right now, oh God, that you shower down your anointing, oh God, that you shower down your blessings on today, oh God. And God, I forever give your name praise, glory, and honor, for this is the day that you have made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all praises. I bow down to you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the name of God. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Amen. I give God all praise, honor, and glory. Amen. I thank God for my husband, for life, my man of God. Amen. I thank God for each and every last one of you. My topic today is don't quit on God. You have to go through it. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9. When you have it, say amen. I thank God for all the newcomers, the attendees on today. I pray that your spirit be fed. And if there's any sick in the house, that you be healed up under the word of God. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9, and it says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Amen. You can have your seats. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. We love the Lord. You'll receive the crown of life. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Amen? Amen. As Pastor Wilson was talking, and as you can see up on the board, we are in the year of the non-negotiables. Amen? Which means what? No matter what you go through, you're still in the year of non-negotiables. Amen? Don't let the devil beat you up with everything that's going on. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Amen. You got to fight against the devil no matter how it looks and how you feel. You got to stand strong and fight. Amen. Amen. The non-negotiables look like this. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Whether it's in sickness, whether it's in finances, whether it's in your marriage, no weapon formed against you. It didn't say it wasn't going to form. It just ain't going to prosper. Amen. And it is what you allow it to be. Amen. Amen. We're talking, Pastor Wilson has been talking about many, on several occasions, about honoring, amen. If you honor God, then you won't let those things prosper. If you was in the world and you was a fighter in the world, when there was a fight, you began to fight. You didn't cower down and say, oh no, you're scared and run it off. Amen. You stood there and you fought the fight. And that's how it has to be in the household of God. Stand there and fight the fight. Amen. Don't give up. Don't look backwards. Just keep going forward in the things of God. Because you do win in the end. Amen. You just got to understand that. There is a harvest for you. Just be strong and endure until the end. Amen. Amen. We know and understand that trouble comes, but they don't last always. Amen. We understand that. Amen. My first point for today is, God will give you the strength. Amen. I'm here to let you know God will give you strength. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. And it reads, are we there? Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has not no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Whether you're a baby saint or a mature saint, amen, sometimes you get weary. Amen. Whether you're new, whether you're old, sometimes you be weary. Amen. Just trust the process and go through the storm. God is telling you not to trust in your own strength, but to trust in his. Instead of trusting in your own abilities, trust and wait upon the Lord. God has a plan for you, and it's good, and it's right, and it's in on time. Don't give up before knowing what the end results are. Amen. So many times we want to throw in the towel. We're ready to give up. Why? Because we get mad, we get delusional, and hard to get along with. Amen. But God said, don't give up. Trust the process. Amen. There is a reward at the end. Amen. Amen. There is a reward at the end. Amen. God is saying in my second point, God's grace is sufficient. Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 tells us, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirit, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of the tongue. Paul here is emphasizing that every person is essential, meaning there is no room for jealousy or superiority in the church. Amen? Amen. And as I was writing that, I was thinking about the flight. It's whether you get first class or you sit in the back, amen, you all still got a seat. Amen. Whether you're the pilot or the aircraft control person that's telling you how to fly, you still got a position. Amen. And you don't have to fight over anybody's position, amen, as long as you get on and buckle your seatbelt and ride. Amen. So we all got a position in the household of God, amen. From the elders to the youngest, there's a position for you. You ain't got to worry about stepping off in somebody else's position, amen. Just take yours and do what God has in store for you, amen. Amen. You don't got to worry about who the prophecy and what are they prophesying. Amen. You ain't got to worry about the teacher and what he's teaching. Worry about the understanding and what you're supposed to get behind it. Amen. Amen. Some of us sit here today, and we don't even want to be here. We're here because our spouse is here. If you ask God to remove the scales from your eyes, you'll get an understanding of what you need from the Lord. Some of our marriages is failing, and you blame the spouse that did it, but you ain't looked at yourself and say you're the problem. You cause the negativity of the spouse. Now, that individual may be wrong, but there's something you did to cause it. And now they're standing up, and they taking a position, and you mad because they took the position. But you ain't looked at the cause that you caused to put the position there. Amen? Now I just went off, left, because that wasn't even in my notes. But if you're here, and if there's a reason why you're here, understand the position that God has in store for you. Amen? Understand what God wants you to get and what he wants you to see. Amen? Even for the single ones, amen, you keep asking and you keep asking, but you ain't even married to God yet. But you're asking God for something and you ain't even sold out to him for what you're asking him to give you. Amen. Give it to him first. Let him become your husband. Let him become the spouse that you want. And I guarantee you the doors of heaven will be open over your life. And you will have a blessing. Amen. But you got to remove yourself out the way and let God do what he needs to do. You can't keep stepping in because you got a need. And God is the need. Amen. He is your provider. Amen. He will give you just what you need. Amen. Married, single, amen, whatever you may be, there is a position for you. You got to know what it is. Stop blaming others for the wrong that you're doing. Amen. Amen. Paul, in Embrace your role without comparing yourself to others. Celebrate the gifts God has placed in you. Each one of you have a gift. Celebrate what God has in you, not in the individual. Thank you for the gift that you have, but there is something also in me. I'm not going off and bleeding into somebody else, amen, when I know that God has something in store for me. And I'm going to get what God has in store for me, amen? Amen? Serve the community in humility and love. This is your community. Serve it in love. Amen? Serve it with the anointing. Serve it with the power of the Holy Ghost. Serve it the way you want to be served. Amen? Serve it the way God says to serve it. Amen? We all got a position. Serve your community with love. Amen? Not when you need something. And then you got the telephone call. Hey, can you do this? Where you been, girl? Now, we'll do it. But for 9 months, we ain't seen nor heard from you. You in the church and out the church without saying, hi, I love you, God bless you. And you've been saved for over 5 years. What is that all about? Stop giving up and stop quitting. There is something that somebody needs, and it's on the inside of you. Amen? And then you're all nasty to people, and then when you get awakening, then you want to prophesy to somebody. No. How you going to tell me anything? I ain't even talked to you. Amen? You give up until you need something, and then you're ready to give in. That ain't God. That's your flesh. And your flesh is supposed to be dying daily. Amen? Did you die today? Amen? So God can live. Amen? We're supposed to be crucifying the flesh. Amen? And living for Christ. Amen? That's every day. I need you. Amen? I need you to survive. Amen? The airplane pilot needs each and every worker on that plane to do its job. He knows what his task is. But it takes the waitress to come down and make your order and make sure you're in your seatbelt. Amen? You can lie and say you got your seatbelt on, and they don't even know it. But it's your fault. If anything happens, it's up to you, but you want to blame the airplane pilot that he did something wrong. When the first initial thing is to buckle up, did you buckle up to take the ride? You just wanted to enjoy it because you wanted things your way. Amen, rather than the way God says, do it. Amen? Paul is telling us, despite the difficulties that might come, we can find strength in God. The Christian's walk can be difficult to navigate, but so is the world's. But at least as a child of God, we have the favor of God. Amen? At least as a child of God, we have the favor of God. Amen? And understand where the favor of God lies. And what the favor of God is. Amen? Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Point three. Philippians 4, 12 through 13 says, let's start with 10. Let's go to 10. Philippians 4, 10 through 13. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the length you have revived your concern of me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of many in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of focusing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen. I want you to know and understand whether you're at the poorest of the poorest or the highest of the highest, focus on the Lord. Amen. And then you could say, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Amen. When you're in your valley low, everybody don't have to know you're in your valley low. Amen. It ain't everybody's business. Just like if you're fasting, everybody ain't got to know that you're fasting. Amen? It ain't everybody's business. But when you're in your lowest low, that's when you all walking around with your head high. You barely come to church on Sunday. You're not here on Wednesdays, and you most definitely ain't in Sunday school. Deacon Henry. Amen? But you're at your lowest low. And that's when you should be calling on the Lord the most. Amen? Even in your highest high. Amen? That's when you call on the Lord. He said, be weary and well-doing. Be not weary and well-doing. Don't be weary when things are looking bad, when things are going on around you. You give God victory no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Amen? Because guess what? Nobody puts you in that situation. You put yourself there. And you blaming everybody around you. Or everybody around you got to suffer for something you did wrong. And it's nobody's fault but yours. All you got to do is pick yourself up and keep on moving. Amen? Pick yourself up. If you spend all the money, you spend all the money. Go get 2 jobs. Amen? But you do have money. You do have a job. You could be thanking the Lord for that. Amen? Rather than going down in your lowest low, if you have the latest iPhone, that's your fault. Because a flip phone works just as fine. But you want to look cool and act cool and ain't even got the cool money. Is that God or is that flesh? You want to be something that you're not. Amen? And that ain't even the word. That's the way of the world. That's not the way of God. Amen? Understand your position and where you at. If you're not making $100,000 a year, why are you living like it? Amen? Why are you acting like it? You can act like it, but you ain't got to live like it because you're spending every dime you got. And have nothing. Then your bills are due. Well, can you loan me? Well, it's your fault you got in it. Because do you not know when somebody loans you something, they take it from their own to give to you? They're taking from what they made to give you that you was careless about. But you want to quit and give up on God for your own mistakes. God didn't put you in that situation. You put yourself in that situation. But then you're mad at the church. And you're mad at God because things ain't going right. If you're not making enough, get 2 jobs. Get 3 jobs. You can get a job working at home and go to work. Amen? Because you ain't got nothing but time on your hands. Amen? Understand the process. It is not God's fault that you got in that situation. Amen? But he can help you get out of it. If you lean not to thy own understanding, but if you lean and trust in the word of God, he will direct your path. He will give you a way of escape. Amen? But all you got to do is ask, give me the way of escape. So I won't get myself back in the situation I just came out of. Amen? Only a fool goes through the storm and not be prepared. When the storm is coming, we know that the storm is coming. There are sirens going off. The television is telling us, buckle down, there is a storm. But when you get in the storm, you ain't even prepared. You don't even know what's going on around you. And then you're moving all this and that and all over the place. Get prepared before the storm happens. That's where when the storms happen, you can buckle down and say, God, I'm resting in you. I got myself prepared. I read daily. I fasted daily. Amen? I put myself before you. So I know that when the storm comes, I can stand. Amen? And see the salvation of the Lord. I want you to know that true happiness can be found in Jesus. As many of the Bible verses tell us, amen? No matter what you are facing, turn to God, amen? Jesus will help you guard your path. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 tells us that God will give us peace. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 3, telling us about prayer and promises. Letting believers know that God will protect them from the evil they might encounter in life. Then he says, rest in God. Peace by saying, God will always be with you, each of you. Amen? Amen. So once you get prepared in the storm, just rest. Just rest in his glory. Amen? Because he'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Know this, God never leaves us. We always leave him. God never leaves us. We always leave him. Amen? You go so far out. We was talking 1 degree off on God is right there. You say he's walking with you. He's talking with you. He's being there every day. Then 1 degree off and you can't find him. Amen. 1 degree off. The madder you get, the more degrees you get off. Amen. It's like in a desert and you're walking with the Lord in the desert. And then you want to get all high and mighty and start walking off by yourself. He's still there, but because you wanted to do it by yourself, you done lost him. And you can't find him. I can't hear you, and I can't see. Where are you, God? Where are you, God? Because you got so mad, and you got so angry, and you got so frustrated at the situation, you can't hear him. But he's still there. But you get so angry, and you get so upset because of situations that you put yourself in. Then you're blaming God because you can't hear him. Go back to where you left him at. And say, God, I'm returning back. I need to hear you again. Speak to me. Lord, I'm returning back. I need to feel you again. You took yourself off a course, but you're blaming everybody else around you. It's your fault you got off a course. He never left you. He's still walking with you. Just get back on track. Get back in line with the things of God. There's no way that a saved individual, been saved as long as you've been saved, still going through the process that you're going through. You know what? You didn't learn what you needed to learn the first time around. Amen. If there's a trial that you're going through and you have not passed, it's nobody's fault but yours because you failed to take the test. You failed to pass the test. It's in front of you, but you failed to do anything about it. And then everybody's at fault. Amen? Rather than you standing firm and saying, I'm going to pass this test. Whatever it is, I'm going to pass this test. It is hard, and I don't know if I can make it through, but God, I'm going to listen to your word. I'm going to abide in you because I can't do this thing without you. It's getting heavy on me. It's too much for me to bear. God, I am focusing on you because I know that you are the author and the finisher of my faith. I know that you hear me. I know that you see me. God, I need you to talk to me. Amen? And allow him to do so. Allow God to do what he needs to do in your life. Amen. My fourth point is do not be anxious. Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Being anxious holds the power to overtake us. Prayer is the only essential ingredient to build strength and to trust in the Lord. The Bible acknowledges anxious as a natural human struggle, but also encourages believers to encounter it through prayer, to counter it through prayer. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Amen. Philippians 4 tells us to pray instead of worry. If fear and worry is overtaking you, take it to the Lord who calms all fear. Amen. Take every anxiety to the Lord and he will calm every fear that you have. Amen? So many of us always focus on the natural things before we fall on our knees and give it to the Lord. Amen? So many of us is focusing. Your spouse is acting up, and you focusing on the acting up rather than falling on your knees and giving it to the Lord. Our finances is funny. You're acting out rather than falling on your knees and asking God which way you need to go. Amen? So many of us are focused on things that are not God. And you know what we do when we focus on things that are natural? We turn to a man or a woman to get a one-stand satisfaction. Amen? We turn telling everybody else our business, knowing that they can't help us out. Amen? We turn to drinking or smoking. Amen? Knowing it's only a quick fix. Amen. We turn to lying, knowing that it does nothing to solve any problems. Amen. We turn to drugs and alcohol just to do a self-satisfaction for a moment. Amen. But God is telling you today, turn away from the things that are not of him and turn to him. To fall on your knees and say, God, this is generational. It went on for many years, and it ends with me today. Amen. This is you taking accountability of your own actions. You know what they are. Amen. And you say, God, I give it to you. I don't want to take it anymore. Aren't you sick of living in the natural? Begin to live in the spirit. Ask God to remove the natural thoughts and allow your spirit man to line up. Amen. This is the day of the Lord. And whatever you need from the Lord, he will provide. Amen. All you got to do is ask. Just throw your head back. Don't worry about what's going on and give it to him. Ask God to turn it around for you. Say, God, I need you to turn it around for me. Enough is enough. I'm sick of fighting on my own. God, I'm standing back that you may stand before me. Fight my weapon. Fight my battles. Take it, God. Take the sword and do what you need to do. Amen. He'll fight it for you. Once again, stop going over the deep end. I was thinking about every time we go. And then all of a sudden you're over the cliff, falling into the water, drowning, because you just wouldn't stop. You just kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going until enough became enough. God, today is the day of stopping. Get to the edge, get to the cliff, turn around and say, I'm not going overboard. I'm not drowning in debt. I'm not drowning in sin. I'm not drowning in depression. I'm not drowning in lack. I will live, says the Lord. I will do what God has in store for me. I will be victorious because God says that I am. This is the day. Don't go overboard. Amen. Don't go overboard. Stop falling smack dead on your face. And if you do fall, fall on your knees and ask for help. Everything you need, you can find it in Scripture. Amen. My final point. Be courageous. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever I go, God is with me. Wherever you go, God is with you. Amen. All you got to do is ask him to take front and center. Take front and center that when I go somewhere, they don't see me, they see you. Amen. Say, God, take front and center that when I'm talking to my spouse, I can talk to him the way you talk to him or them. Amen. When I'm talking to a coworker, I can talk to them the way you talk to them or the way you want me to talk to them. Let God take front and center. Amen. Move yourself out the way and let God. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. Meaning God has empowered men with inner strength and with a clear mind. So whatever I face, I can handle it because God has already equipped me. You are equipped. You have you saved, you sanctified, and you Holy Ghost filled. You've got the equipment that you need to go before man. Amen. You got self-control. You got power, and you got love. Amen. Start boosting that forward rather than anger, fear, doubt, and disbelief. That's all targets of the devil. Amen. But you can stand firm and do and say what God. You are equipped. Look at your neighbor and say, you're equipped. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Meaning, I only rely on God for the protection and safety, which in turn removes the power of fear. Amen. It removes the power of fear. So don't walk in fear. Walk in strength. Walk in love. Walk in sound doctrine. Amen. Amen. Non-negotiable means that you don't have to negotiate with the devil. Amen. What you did in 2025, you should not be still doing in 2026. Your process that you had in 2025 should have changed. Because I guarantee you, at the new year, you was like, Lord, I want to be different. Lord, I want to do what you called me to do. Here we're in the fifth month, going into the sixth month. Have you did just that? Amen. Have you turned things around for the better? Amen. Are you doing what God has called you to do for the better? Because the more you do it, the more you increase in the things of God. And the more of the power of the Holy Ghost will come alive on the inside of you. And you'll be able to operate the way God tells you to operate. But as soon as you go back and pull up 2025, that's when you die. Amen. The devil is attacking many of our homes and many of our lives. But amen, with every attack, there is a fight. Amen, with every attack, there is a weapon that you can use. Pull up your weapon and use what God has in store for you. Amen. Stop allowing the devil to beat you up in your mind that you can't make it.